This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Liz Hudson. Liz is one of our most listened to guests and an expert in sort of lives in the world of consulting to private equity funds and their sponsored company, typically around product development and how do you develop a pipeline of products and how do you look at these things and more. Liz, let me ask you to take a moment and tell us, what are the trends you're watching going into 2022? It sort of promises to be a tumultuous year. What are the trends you're watching?
Yeah, great to talk with you, Scott, and happy new year. The two things that I think I'm focused on in 2022 are primarily two things. As you know, I'm a big product and service development person, right? Our company focuses a lot on those two things. So two things that'll really affect that. One is supply chain, and the second thing is obviously COVID. So as it relates to supply chain, as we've seen, you know, in the last year to year and a half or so, a lot has changed there. So we're watching some things, and I can get into more detail on that in a second. The second thing, obviously, is we're still in the midst of navigating COVID, and it has done a lot for us in terms of opening our eyes to chinks in our armor, if you will, right? Different areas that, you know, seem to be going along just fine, but as they were put to the test, as they were pressure tested, there were some things that were uncovered there. And so I think, that's another area that we'll focus on.
And take a moment, when you look at supply chain, this is obviously, you know, we're being told on the car side that we're 8 to 10 months away from the chip shortage really sort of moving in the right direction, at least what I'm being told most recently. What are you seeing on the supply chain side, and what does that mean for new product development?
For sure, yeah. So, you know, within supply chain, there's a couple of things that we'll look at very closely. Supply chain costs have gone up dramatically. And so, what that means is when we're looking at the location of manufacturing or contract manufacturing, getting product from point A to point B is extremely more expensive than it was before. The other thing is that the lead times associated with them is much higher than it was before. So especially when you're talking about the world of healthcare, med devices and things like that, having product availability is really important because it's so critical to be able to deliver good healthcare in time. Costs, lead times, you know, we're looking at geopolitical dynamics and how that impacts stability. So, you know, when you think about product development and manufacturing, we used to think that, you know, locations such as Asia were great for low cost manufacturing. But when we start to factor in those costs, the lead times, those savings are now less favorable than they were before. And that's in a product development, new opportunities, you know, companies are starting to think about, you know, is Asia the optimal location? They're starting to think about nearshore outsourcing or U.S. manufacturing. And then even for existing manufacturing, existing products that they have, they're thinking about diversifying their manufacturing and you know, the supply chain that goes along with it, because there's a concern that, and again, COVID showed this, putting all our eggs in one basket of one location because it felt stable, because it felt cost effective, whatever, started to become really dangerous, and it left medical med device organizations in a bit of a lurch and having a hard time to reliably provide good service to their customers.
I mean, just a fascinating situation. And you talk about sort of this, the global challenges. You've got this Russia-Ukraine situation popping back up. You've got more and more conflict around China. How does this sort of lead people to look at? I mean, for years, it was very simple. We're outsourcing as much manufacturing as we can to cheaper labor markets like China. How is this changing, you know, in the pandemic and going forward? What are you seeing?
A very sharp move towards, you know, looking at other locations, right? So locations like Mexico, locations like Dominican Republic, Costa Rica, but even low cost manufacturing within the U.S. These are things for new products, but folks are even looking at what they have today and saying it's not real safe for us to have everything just in China or just in, you know, India. You know, there's more looks at how do we bring those things, not necessarily exiting those spaces, but diversifying. So let's have multiple locations so that if one goes awry, we've got another one backing us up. So just having a little bit more stability in the portfolio has become a very keen focus and thrust that probably should have been in play even before, but it's magnified now because so much is under pressure.
But you talk about this in hindsight, it's easy to say some of these things should have been in play before, but as you and I both know, what sort of happens is things are all going okay. They're going okay. And so when they're going okay, a lot of things get left go until there's a crisis, and that's sort of what happened. Anyways, exactly. Cliff Hudson, founder, leader of EGH LLC, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us in the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Always a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you.
Great to talk with you. Thank you.